Welcome to the How to Write a Book podcast, the show that helps you plan, write, and publish your book, even if you're a beginner or just feel like one. Now, for your host, she's written over a dozen books and helps others bring their books to life. Here she is, Maciel.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the How to Write a Book podcast. I'm your host, Maciel, and I want to say welcome back, you guys. Welcome back during this really confusing and crazy time, difficult time for a lot of you guys out there. The COVID-19 epidemic is causing so much. So I really wanted to show up today because I want to continue to encourage you to write. So you guys, just a backtrack. It has been a while since I've been able to publish another podcast because we are changing directions. And if you have been listening to the show, you know that we were making an update that stated we were going to be publishing more often so that we could help you guys, because I want to help you. I want to encourage you and motivate you to write because, yeah, I like to edit and I would love to story consult your books and all these great things. But if you're not writing, you know, how can I see that amazing work that you guys are going to put out there? And even if I'm not the one who looks at it, readers deserve to hear your work, right? Readers deserve to be lifted by your story, because that is really the essence of the How to Write a Book podcast and my own fiction. It's inspiring and motivating others to be their best selves, because we tend to get swallowed by the world and we push down our desires and our fun and our creativity, and that just doesn't lead to a happy person. So my goal is to encourage and motivate you to continue writing, even if it's little by little. That's what I want to do. If I do anything in this podcast, if I do anything in this world, I hope that it's to encourage you to finish that book. Okay. So with that being said, we were going to make some changes, and now we're going to make some changes again. So I talked to a good friend of mine. He's a recent friend and a awesome six-figure self-published author. Totally admire this dude. I was like so excited, super happy to talk with him. Like, oh, you guys, I totally fangirled. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm actually talking to this guy. Hey, how are you? How are you doing? Oh my gosh, am I sweating too much? Oh, am I talking too fast? So obviously, if you listen to the podcast, you know that I can talk pretty quickly. This is part of my heritage, is to talk quickly because you want to get your point across really quickly. And we do a lot of like hand movements too. So I was just utterly excited. So when I got a chance to talk with this awesome author, awesome person, really, he's so cool. I told him all these things I was working on and all these things I was super excited to do. And he was like, all right, I heard like seven things, like pick a couple and just focus on that. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yes, of course, of course. Because what are we as writers but people who want to write? And if you're not writing, you are depriving yourself of that joy. So of course, I do need to return to that roots. And because I have taken these weeks off to have that space, I have produced a lot more content. And it's really exciting to just see the publishing, you know, over and over and over again, and to see my writing, to be putting that fiction out there. You know, it is that dream come true, right? Finishing in itself is just the world to me. So with that said, we are going to be pivoting again. And what does that mean? We are going to be focusing on shorter episodes published about once a month, so that this way, if you jump onto the wagon, say like March 1st, there's like three new episodes or four new episodes for you to listen to. Okay, but we are still working on that. And I just wanted to let you know that that's what's going on. So if you don't hear from me within a couple of weeks, do know that I'm working on the episodes. I simply plan to launch them all at once so that I can batch that work together so that I can also serve you in a way as an author, because the more that I write and the more that I publish, the better I will be to serve you when you guys need my help. So in that sense, yes, I still want to and will continue to do this podcast because I want to help you guys finish your books, but I also will be balancing that with more hours in the chair to do my fiction. Okay, let's jump into the updates for today and really what we're talking about. Today we're talking about COVID-19. We're talking about the importance of writing. We're talking about Anne Frank, and we're talking about staying positive. All right. So as I said, this episode will start to be one of several episodes that's a little bit shorter. So if you guys want to know more, you're like, wait, I need you to talk more about this topic. Please explain to me this one subject. Go to my podcast page, which is currently themasiel.com. That's themasiel.com. You will find the post for the episode and put your comments on there. Let me know what you need more of. And I will be happy, more than happy. It is my pleasure to create more shorter episodes that tackle those topics so that you can get the information that you need. So feel free to do that. I'd be happy to get to know what you want to know more about and how to get more motivation. Okay, so we're talking about COVID-19. You guys, it is currently March 21st, 2020, and we are in a strange time. This has been the most bizarre, man, what could you call it? A world event? I mean, it's not just something that's happening within your county or your country. It's something that is totally and completely affecting the world. Now, in times like this, it can feel like the best option is to do everything right now. I have to feed my family. I have to clean the house. I have to stay away from people. I have to get everything I need before the stores close. I mean, even just saying that brings panic into our minds, and I don't want to panic you. That's definitely the opposite of what I want to give you. There are so many, you know, supposed reasons that we need to panic, and I'm definitely not downplaying COVID-19. I mean, I do believe that this is a serious thing that we all need to take into consideration, that we all need to take precautions with, not just for ourselves, not just for our own health, but for those in our community and in our families who have weaker immune systems. And this can be the elderly. This can be those who have already been affected with weaker immune systems. This could be the young. So, you know, as we try to take precautions, yes, there is a lot weighing on our shoulders to be safe and to have everything we need. But at the same time, we are overwhelming ourselves. Not only are we as a country not prepared for this kind of epidemic, but I think mentally we are not prepared for this because we live in a culture, especially if you're American, we live in a culture that really pushes busyness, that pushes productivity, that pushes extremes. I mean, post-apocalyptic fiction and TV shows, movies have been very, very popular in the last decade, right? That there has been a serious increase of this type of entertainment. And although, I mean, I love post-apocalyptic fiction, you guys, I watch Resident Evil every Christmas. I just love it. It can create a subconscious of fear that is now floating to the top because we are living in a new and uncertain time. But I want to urge you to stay with your writing habit. And if you haven't jumped into your writing habit, then I encourage you right now to go through your closet, because we can't go to the stores right now, but go to your closet, go to your desk, pick up some pieces of paper, bind them together. You guys, I am going to give you permission to write during this time, okay? I know it sounds sometimes like, well, you know, I have all these responsibilities, and yeah, you do. We all do. You do have responsibilities to those around you, but you also have a responsibility to yourself to have self-care. Now, which one of us has written a word and regretted it? I mean, raise your hand if you've ever written and then say, oh, I regret writing. None of us. None of us. Why? Because you're a writer. And even if you write a sentence or even if you write a novel, you feel so good. You feel like, oh, like that breath of fresh air of creativity has filled my lungs once again, and I feel renewed. So it's like exercise, which is still important these days, even if you can't go to the gym. Writing is a way for you to exercise your soul. And when you exercise your soul, you are creating space and love for those around you. And a lot of us are inside our houses with those that we love, you know, or just roommates or friends, you know, and we need to be able to create a space of love because we're going to be in the same space for a little while, you guys. And when you give yourself that opportunity to write, you do feel better. You feel rejuvenated. You feel like you're like becoming a new person. And when you walk out that door of your office or your bedroom or even the bathroom, you know that you have done something for yourself and you feel great about that. And you can go back out into the kitchen or to the living room and meet your spouse or your sister or your dog with love because you're like, okay, I took some time for myself. Now, how can I help you? How can I help all of us during this situation? So writing is important, you guys. And even if you have to set a timer for 1 minute or 5 minutes or an hour, go ahead and do that, because it is important for your mental health and those around you to give yourself this opportunity. And I want to remind you guys that Anne Frank, the Diary of Anne Frank, was written during a very, very, just dark time in world history. And I'm not trying to compare the two events of the COVID-19 virus and the Holocaust, very different scales. But let's look at Anne Frank herself. Very stressful, very life-threatening time in her life. And she continued to write in her journal. And it was a journal. It wasn't a work in progress. It wasn't a novel. It wasn't a short story. She simply wrote down what she wanted to accomplish and how she was feeling and how things were going, because she was a writer. And do any of us regret that she wrote in that journal? Do any of us think back and say, oh, well, Anne Frank should have been writing that novel? No, right? And I want you to take a step back for yourselves as well. Have that self-compassion. Think about yourself from a third party. No one is going to blame you for, oh, well, why didn't you write that novel during the virus? You know, and if they do, first of all, you tell them, hey, yeah, you got your priorities out of order. Okay, that person, you don't even need that person in your life. But Anne Frank simply wrote because she was a writer. And I want you to remember that as well. You write because you're a writer. Doesn't matter if it's good or if you think it's bad or if it's just choppy sentences. You're a writer. And we all are thankful that she continued to write, because that is a piece of treasured history. And I think we can all appreciate her bravery as well for continuing to write during that time. So I want to encourage you to continue to write. You know, it's okay. And go ahead and write about what you're feeling and what you're doing during this time. And maybe write some fiction in there as well, or nonfiction. You know, you have your permission to write what's on your heart. So you guys, I want you to stay positive. We will all get through this, okay? And I'm wishing you guys the best. For you guys to stay safe, to keep writing, because it's important. And if you feel that doubt, think about Anne Frank and her contribution to the world as well, and how your writing is never regretful. It's for you and in the future, possibly for others. So keep writing, my friends. Keeping you guys all in my prayers and thoughts. And as always, I'm looking forward to hearing what you say, write, and think. And just to summarize that again, if you feel like you want some more in-depth content, if you're like, hey, I have a question about this one thing, feel free to comment on the related posts for this podcast, and then I will get back to you and create some more content regarding specifics. So you guys, stay safe out there, and I hope to see you guys soon. We'll see you on the other side. Again, I'm looking forward to hearing what you hear, write, think, and say, and I'll catch you guys on the other side. Bye! Hey there, writer. Thank you for listening to the How to Write a Book podcast with your host, Maciel Valenzuela. If you like the show, we'd be happy if you left a review. For more information on writing and the writer's life, go to www.themaciel.com. That's www.themaciel.com. We'll see you on the other side.